Subheading: The Change to a Pure Language. Also, it is apparent that the Watchtower's seers have deliberately twisted the scriptures in order to support the false teaching that the Day of Jehovah began in 1914. One prominent feature of the Watchtower's fraud has to do with the change to a pure language, which Zephaniah foretold God would perform. Do Jehovah's Witnesses speak the prophesied pure language? In this regard, the May 1st, 1991 Watchtower said, quote, "The pure language is the truth of God found in His own Word, the Holy Scriptures. It is particularly the truth regarding God's kingdom, which will bring peace and other blessings to mankind. The pure language does away with religious error and false worship. It unites all who speak it in the pure, clean, wholesome worship of the living and true God, Jehovah. Today, some 3,000 languages act as a barrier to understanding, and hundreds of false religions confuse mankind. So how glad we are that God is giving to the peoples the change to this wonderful, pure language." End quote. The Watchtower's understanding is correct, in that the change to a pure language symbolizes God purging His people of religious error and falsehood. However, has the change occurred already, or is it something that God will perform in the future? Well, as this publication has already presented incontrovertible proof that the Watchtower's 1914 parousia doctrine is a complete fabrication, how can the governing body honestly boast that they have taught the truth, particularly the truth regarding God's kingdom? The very fact that such men arrogantly claim to teach the truth is proof that a change is what is needed. A change of leadership, that is. And that is exactly what God is going to provide. But in spite of their glaring errors and corruption, the Watchtower insists the prophesied change has already taken place. For instance, the April 1st, 1991 Watchtower states, quote, "Pointing to fulfillment of the prophecy at a particular period of time, Zephaniah 3:9 says, 'For then I shall give to peoples the change to a pure language.' When is that? Verse 8 answers that it is during the time that Jehovah is gathering the nations, before He pours out upon them His burning anger, that He gives to meek ones of the earth the change to a pure language." End quote. But does the 8th verse and surrounding text really indicate that the foreordained change comes before God pours out His anger, as the Watchtower presumes? Not at all. The 8th verse says that the change takes place concurrent with the expression of God's judgment, not before. Zephaniah 3, 8-9 reads, "Therefore, keep yourselves in expectation of Me, is the utterance of Jehovah, till the day of My rising up to the booty. For My judicial decision is to gather nations, for Me to collect together kingdoms, in order to pour out upon them My denunciation, all My burning anger. For by the fire of My zeal all the earth will be devoured. For then I shall give to peoples the change to a pure language, in order for them all to call upon the name of Jehovah, in order to serve Him shoulder to shoulder." The prophecy clearly states that the change to the pure language comes about on the day of My rising up to the booty, meaning during the judgment period, during the denunciation. For then, during the execution of Jehovah's judicial decision, is when the change comes about. At least, that is what the Bible says. In keeping with the fact that the Day of Jehovah and the presence of Christ are evidenced by the outbreak of global war, the preceding verses, Zephaniah 3, 6-7, say, I cut off nations. Their corner towers were desolated. I devastated their streets so that there was no one passing through. Their cities were laid waste so that there was no man, so that there was no inhabitant. I said, surely you will fear me. You will accept discipline so that her dwelling might not be cut off. All that I must call to account against her. Truly, they acted promptly in making all their dealings ruinous. To further establish the truth concerning when it is that the change comes, Zephaniah 3:11-13 indicates that the change to the pure language comes about as a result of Jehovah's fiery judgment, which purges the insolent priests and haughty judges from the midst of God's congregation. Those who, with a tricky tongue, are the very ones who would have seduced Jehovah's Witnesses into believing that God has already become king. Contrary to everything the Watchtower has ever published, the great purge will immediately precede the meek finally inheriting the earth. Zephaniah 3:11-13 reads, "In that day, you will not be ashamed because of all your dealings with which you transgressed against me. For then I shall remove from the midst of you your haughtily exultant ones, and you will never again be haughty in my holy mountain. And I shall certainly let remain in the midst of you a people humble and lowly, and they will actually take refuge in the name of Jehovah. As regards the remaining ones of Israel, they will do no unrighteousness, nor speak a lie, nor will there be found in their mouths a tricky tongue, for they themselves will feed and actually lie stretched out, and there will be no one making them tremble." Haughtily exultant ones is an apt description of the leadership of Jehovah's Witnesses. It is they who have haughtily proclaimed themselves to be faithful and discreet, who boast of having already been appointed over all the master's belongings. It is they who cleverly twist the truth to support their lies and who, with a tricky tongue, have been able to persuade millions of trusting meek persons that they alone speak for God. And like haughty Pharisees, they deal most ruthlessly with anyone who does not give them glory, especially the victims of child abuse. But their day is coming. Jehovah's day will rout them from off their thrones. Jehovah will purge the self-exultant ones from the midst of his people, from his holy mountain. That this judgment will be executed upon the Watchtower Society is evident by the fact that the meek who survived the fiery denunciation will actually take refuge in the name of Jehovah. In other words, the survivors are Jehovah's Witnesses. The truth is, Jehovah has not become king yet. His kingship will finally become a reality when he has removed the lawless element from his organization and cleansed his people of all defilements. Then, and only then, will the remaining ones, the meek, be given the change to the pure language. At that point, the judgment is concluded, and Jehovah rules as king over his people, as is apparent from the closing words of the prophecy of Zephaniah. "Joyfully cry out, O daughter of Zion! Break out in cheers, O Israel! Rejoice and exult with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem! Jehovah has removed the judgments upon you. He has turned away your enemy. The King of Israel, Jehovah, is in the midst of you. You will fear calamity no more. In that day it will be said to Jerusalem, 'Do not be afraid, O Zion. May your hands not drop down. Jehovah your God is in the midst of you as a mighty one. He will save. He will exult over you with rejoicing. He will become silent in his love. He will be joyful over you with happy cries.'" Surely Jehovah does not intend to remove his judgments from upon Babylon the Great or turn away the enemies of false religion. And just as surely, Jehovah is not going to rule as king in the midst of Christendom. God will remove his judgments from upon his people, but only after they have been humbled. Jehovah will become silent in his love, meaning that God will have no more harsh words of denunciation. The calamity that God will allow to afflict his people will achieve its intended purpose. It will incinerate the faithless and haughty from the midst of God's congregation and create a people who truly fear God and who trust in him. God will then become joyful over you with happy cries.